morning, everybody. It's Thursday, December 20. Great to have your company on another beautiful day here in Melbourne Town. And Format Cafe, our official coffee partner today, we are locked and loaded. How's this for a show? Olympian and star aerialist Laura Peel as we continue to count down to the Winter Olympics in Beijing. Five-time premiership player. He's a Brownlow medalist. He's an AFL Hall of Famer and an absolute Hawthorn great. Robert DiPierdomenico will join us as well. BP's going to be into talk tennis. Bryce McGain after a huge night in the Big Bash as well. And another legend has come in full support of Justin Langer as well. And a major announcement out of 8 o'clock today. You don't want to miss this. Jared Waitley has recorded an interview with someone of very high profile who's going to be joining the SEN family this year. It's a big coup, and it forms part of an exciting new schedule around SEN Breakfast for 2022. That's at 8 o'clock, and you don't want to miss that. But for now, we don't want to miss this man, and all, of course, your calls on the ENS open line, 1300 736 736. The texts as well, we keep a very close eye on them. Temper, 0433 98 11 16. Joshy Jenkins is back in the house. Welcome, JJ.
Good morning, Sam. How are you? Just couldn't dress yourself this morning.
No, I'm dressed.
Put your own headphones on.
I'd be careful what you say because your day hasn't started too well in that department, has it?
No, it hasn't, but that's okay. I've got 3 hours to do some online shopping. And
what's
then
happened?
I just forgot a pair of jeans I need for a little shindig I've got after the show, but that's all right. I'll get from here to the shops.
If you're going to put your hand out for the cashies, at least turn up clothes.
I don't think cashies exist anymore, do they? I don't think they do.
So what's happened? You've got an event after this. And
yeah,
you haven't packed
so
your
I'll
pants.
Do a little bit of online shopping, work out what's what, where I need to go, straight there, pick them up, put them on, straight to the event.
Very
Isn't,
nice.
It's all good.
Isn't it horrible when you forget an item of clothing?
Well, when you're sort of just trying to rummage around your closet at 3:45, you can't really be expected to remember everything, but.
I've forgotten everything over the time. Mm. I've forgotten socks. I've forgotten a belt. Heaven forbid, I probably shouldn't say this again. I've even forgotten my underwear before. Ooh. And that's not a pleasant experience. No
all
one
thought.
Likes that. No, not all thought
for us.
Well, you don't play dumb. You've done it too. Hey, how was your day yesterday? Good?
Good day.
Yep, good day at the cattery.
Yep, yeah. Short on numbers, so of course got thrown into the fire. Played full back on Hawk yesterday.
Did you?
How do you reckon that went?
Not well for you. Did you get ragdolled?
Oh, no physical contact from my point of view. We just stay right away from each other. He's only just recovered from COVID, so like I have, but so stayed right away from him and let him have a little bit of space.
Going to be hard
lead up. Let him get the footy up on the wings.
Going to be hard to stop him if you're not going anywhere near him.
Meet him on the way back.
Right, okay.
It's hard. I mean, the those drills are always set up for the AFL squad. To dominate, so yeah, it was different.
Nah.
And particularly, Harry Taylor was my running mate back there, so we're not exactly in game shape, Harry and I.
No, but that's okay. I reckon you're that far from your prime, from those days where you're offered that massive contract from the Brisbane Lions. Massive.
I knew you'd bring this up.
I was
up.
Just reading it yesterday. I don't know how it came to my attention. But
it came to your attention because
how
you
did
just
we get
wanted
onto this
to pester me with it. That's how.
No, I didn't. I just wondered if it was true because I just saw it on Wikipedia and you always wonder about the I couldn't remember back
Wikipedia.
That far. So you came on the scene, right? We know this. So you kicked, let's go to your third year. You kicked 40 goals. Then you kicked 46 in 2015. Nice progression. Then the big one, 2016. Mm-hmm. 62 snags. In fact, 62-29.
Didn't even win that club goal kicking that year.
Who got you?
Eddie,
right. Fair enough. 62-29. Geez, we're talking about your goal kicking. You're always accurate. Now, you're named in the All-Australian squad of 40, and I'm pretty sure you're out of contract. So
I was. Yeah, timed it well, didn't I?
Oh, the Lions have come in with a what? Well, they've said here it was a five-year deal worth $750. $750. And you said
Where's
no.
Where's that info come from?
Well, as I said.
Because I'm a loyal man, Sam. Perhaps See if you can just muster up some of that loyalty yourself, and we'll be able to keep you around SEN for a long time.
So you ended up
lured away.
You ended up going on to sign a 5-year deal of your own at the Crows. So I can't imagine
loyalty.
Can't imagine peanuts were coming back the other way. So it all worked out for the best, didn't it? I suppose.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And we all get our heads turned from time to time, don't we, JJ? And all the boys down there at the Cattery would have done so over the journey. So that's what it's all about. Hey. Off the text, came from Chirnside Park. There's only one show, and that was the big show. He doesn't like that last night. Have you ever seen a batting display? Cam, I haven't. I could not take myself away from the small screen last night. I mean, this was a dead rubber, and we'll get to Cameron Boyce in a moment. That was another dead rubber. But Glenn Maxwell and the Stars, they just set fire to the record books at the G last night. What? I know you haven't watched a lot of Big Bash.
I watched
this
last night.
How could you not watch that?
Unbelievable. Imagine if they played on a small ground.
That's the thing. They're playing on the G. I reckon he hit the ball across every blade of grass there was on that thing. And he's hit, if you've been living under a rock, he hit 154 not out from 64 balls. It's the highest score ever recorded in the Big Bash. And it helped the Stars. This is like the 12th man back in the old days, you know, one for 960. Two for 273, the all-time record for the competition, the third most in any T20 match ever. Anywhere, and Maxi's 154 was, I think, the ninth highest individual score recorded in the format across the globe. 22 fours, four sixes. There was everything. There was reverse, there was switch fours. Hits, reverse sweeps, ramps.
He's a contortionist at the crease. Stoinis, who played pretty well himself, I think he was 75 off 31. That's pretty good going. But was standing and delivering because he's a big, powerful man, Stoinis. But Maxwell can get. He can get under and beneath and beside deliveries, which actually aren't bowled too poorly for T20 cricket. And he can just get under them and ramp them and scoop them and reverse sweep them. He's just able to – he's less about power, more about angles and the ability to just hit the ball where fielders aren't. So, yeah, I don't think I've ever seen an innings like that last night.
Unbelievable. So Stoinis, well, you mentioned him. He helped himself to 75 from 31. He plundered six sixes. Now, for the record, the Hurricanes, this was a weakened lineup. They're playing in the knockout phase.
It was.
So they stripped their bowling attack. Scotty Boland actually was available but was rested. Riley Meredith didn't play. I don't think Tom Rogers played either. So the kids were thrown in the deep end.
It was deep.
It was very deep.
They should have made them keep bowling until they bowled them out. forget the fact it's a T20. Just
still be there.
They might still be going.
Cameron Boyce was the other one for the Renegades.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Now he's thinking, if I'm going down, I'm going down in style. So he made Big Bash history as well. The first ever double hat-trick across two overs in the BBL. So we got Hale, Sanger, Ross. Ross trying a reverse sweep, can you believe it, off the first ball. That's another story. Daniel Sams as well. So he ended up with figures of 5 for 21, boys. But incredibly, and doesn't this sum up the Renegade season, they still couldn't win the match. So Khawaja returning for the Thunder, he was big as well. And the Renegades fell one run short, despite Aaron Finch hitting 82. So, geez, it was all happening in the Big Bash.
All happening.
Yesterday. Mm. I just wonder with the hat trick there, and we speak about holes in one, at an amateur level, what's worth more bragging rights? Is it a hat trick for your club side, or is it a hole in one down at the local?
I'm not a big cricketer or golfer, so neither means more to me. I think I'd get more joy. I think I'm gonna say a hole in one.
That's a tough 1-300-736-736. If you've done one or the other, heaven forbid you've done both.
Yeah.
What's worth more bragging rights? You know, because I go into the cricket clubs around the suburbs, and you see the balls that are still up on the trophies there, you know, such and such hat trick, 1972, and there's not many out there. Hole in one would be immensely special. But the more people that witness it, I reckon, would heighten it as well. A hat trick would be quality. Hey, Ash Barty marches on at the Australian Open. You would not want to be late for an Ash Barty game at the moment, JJ. She doesn't like to play longer for an hour, does the world number one. So 54 minutes it took in round one. Round two, demolition job on the Italian Lucia Bronzetti, 52 minutes. I think she's only dropped three games in her two matches.
Almost a double bagel in round one. What's 6-1, 6-1? Is there a name for that?
Don't think
so. I like the names with the tennis little
defeats. There might well be.
Defeats.
Camilla Giorgi is up tomorrow, so she should provide, a stiffer challenge. She's a 30th seed, and then, of course, we're a step closer to what would be a fourth-round matchup with Naomi Osaka,
the
four-time
good
Grand Slam winner. Indeed, she does. So we'll get a hold of BP at 8 o'clock. He just keeps on keeping on. Hey, how good's Rafa Nadal, just on tennis for a moment? What a great man he seems to be. I mean, he just seems like a great bloke. Huge fan base. Post-match interviews have become the stuff of legend at the Open down the years. Now, I think we've got this audio. He was asked by Jim Courier, because he is a specimen in the twilight of his career. Still an amazing physique on the man. He was asked by Jim Courier what he does to maintain his elite fitness.
What do you do to keep yourself at this level? What are the secrets to your fitness?
I play some golf. Honestly, and that's the truth. No, I never have been a gym guy, you know.
Never been a gym guy. Well, he might not be a gym guy, but he still does an hour or two a day in there and
does what he has to do. I'm hearing Rafa. I didn't like the gym much either, so you wouldn't know it. But he's just gets his strength and fitness from being out there. Looks like he mightn't love the gym, but I reckon he stands out there and hits balls all day.
Relatable content right there. Got any former teammates that didn't like, just might have taken a little sort of shortcut here and there?
One of my early teammates, a man who I played my first game alongside, Graham Stiffy Johncock.
Oh, Stiffy.
He was an interesting, very talented player at both ends of the field. I think he's an All-Australian defender.
Good player.
Quality little small forward in his latter years. He used to just replace the, you know, you do your weights and you take, you know, looking for all the gains in the AFL. You take the protein powder and you drink that.
Yep.
Those who are trying to
recovery put and mass.
A lot of weight on, they add milk, others add water. He used to just replace his protein powder with a little bit of Milo. Just a little bit of 3 PM Milo after the weight session.
Why?
Sneak it in
like
there.
Didn't like the taste.
I don't know. I think he just enjoyed a nice Milo at 3 or 4 PM after a hard day's work.
It's a bit like the old GPS on the dog collar sort of operation, isn't it?
Jeez. So that's what Stiffy used to get up to.
Well, it didn't bother him any, did it?
Too smart. Train smarter, not harder.
Magnificent career. Actually, speaking of post-match interviews as well at the tennis, Dylan Alcott and Alexander Zverev last night. It was talked up as one of the more hilarious post-match interviews. I just watched it. We don't have the audio. I watched it before we came on. Dylan Alcott was saying that, you know, Alex Zverev now going with the T-shirt. He used to go with
the tank top.
Indeed. And he said, what's happened to the pipes? You put the guns away. Is it going to come back? And they were having a bit of a laugh. And he said, I've got to get in the gym more. And Dylan Alcott came back with, well, you want my advice? Just skip leg day. It's overrated.
The world's Dylan's oyster.
How good is that?
When he gives away professional sport, which is soon, he'll big breakfast spot or something. He'll be TV maybe. He'll be everywhere because he's great talent when he's in the media.
Unbelievable. You asked what, you know, we've got a double bagel. You asked what 6161 was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nicholas has texted in, I've heard Jim Courier call 6161 the double breadstick.
I like it. See, this is what we want.
I like it.
I'd like a name for every possible combination.
Still one of the great names was given to another one of your former teammates. We talked about him yesterday, Mitch McGovern. Oh, brackets. Number 11 at the
You got to request those wearing number 11 across all forms of local footy. If you're a little bit wider than you'd like to be, you've got to just put in a request before the jumpers get ordered, skinny 11. Put the ones close together. Yeah. Otherwise, it makes me look like I've got a fat back. I wasn't 11. I wore 11 last year. I know all about it.
Did you get the brackets?
The fat back?
Fat back. Hey, we asked, what would you rather, hole-in-one or a hat-trick? This text just came in. Been playing cricket 18 years. I've had two hat-tricks dropped. Oh, jeez. You'd get pretty good at giving out a good spray, wouldn't you? We better get to a break. But legends of sport, you know, just speaking of Rafa Nadal and such, I want Tom Brady to keep going. You don't.
No, we had this conversation.
I said it's a great story. You said you were sick of the story. Fair enough. But as this for a stat that Trentos sent through last night, Tom Brady's older than the NFC coaches remaining in the playoffs. All of them.
Old news. Get rid of him.
That is amazing. And
come on,
Rams. Ended.
End his season.
Well, better take a break. We've got a massive show today. We've got Brett Phillips, Bryce McGain, all things BBL, and maybe a bit of international stuff as well. Big moments coming up for Justin Langer. Dipper's going to be in the house, an ambassador for the Metropolitan team when it comes to rapid racing. And he's got a team captain, Victorian Premiership leader Jai McNeil as well. We've got Laura Peel, the dual world champion, aerial skier ahead of the Winter Olympics, and a massive...
exclusive.
Massive announcement at 8 o'clock. Stay
tuned.
You've
been doing some work.
Strictly embargoed until 8 o'clock, I've been told.
You've broken some news.
Not my doing. I am mere the deliverer of the news. And we're here for Kogan, no annual fees, tantalising rewards and just great value, and Garage Doors Redefined, 4ddoors.com.au.
Kogan. Make the switch to a great value credit card. Visit koganmoney.com.au. Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Summer breakfast on SEN.
Hole in one or a hat trick, JJ? Daniel's text in. Hole in one for me, lads. Never had either, as I was a keeper and I was a hack golfer. But I reckon you can bowl a few pies and get caught on the ropes or clean up a tail of 14-year-olds in the local synthetic magoos and grab the hattie. I'm yet to see a fluke hole in one. Doesn't matter how it gets there. Everybody on a par three tee is trying to get it in the hole. That's from Daniel in Seaford. I've seen many a fluke hole in one. Not many, but they are a fluke by definition.
Have you seen the John Rahm skim across the water hole in one?
Yeah,
that's
that sort
the best
of stuff.
Golf shot I've ever seen.
That is unbelievable.
Give me that all day.
That is amazing, isn't it?
There's a bit combative early in the morning. There's no name attached to this text. And I would normally let these types of texts go. Talking about jumper numbers, number 11.
Go on.
Number 4 in the 2017 grand final wins to Norm Smith for Richmond. Number 4 for the Crows doesn't get a sniff. What number were you wearing, big guy?
Oh, no name attached to that
what
one.
What number were you wearing in the 2017 grand final?
668. Stephen Kelly from Watsonia. Let's see if the listeners can beat this one in 06. I got a hat trick of stumpings. In my opinion, a lot funnier than getting a hole in one. Hey, they say the sequel's never as good as the original. There's a story in The Age today that just sends a shiver down your spine. Oh. And you and I both said not again when we were reading it during the break. It is in The Age. Federal Sports Minister Richard Colbeck says surfing legend Kelly Slater has, quote unquote, no chance of getting into the country if he's not vaccinated. There's some big World Surf League Championship events coming up in here in Victoria and WA as well. The World Surf League has warned unvaccinated surfers they will face significant hurdles, yada, 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 could be banned from countries. But Kelly Slater, who's obviously an 11-time world champion, and the current world number one, Gabriel Medina, are yet to reveal whether they have been vaccinated against COVID-19 ahead of this bumper championship tour. That's, of course, at Bells Beach, Rip Curl Pro, Margaret River Pro in Australia in April. Are we going to see another saga here when it comes to Kelly Slater trying to get in the country, thinking he can get in, not getting in?
If we are, hopefully our shift on SEN Breakfast has come to an end, because I'm not sure we can go into this again.
And he came to the defence of Novak as well,
yes,
Kelly Slater,
yes,
big time over that whole saga.
It's got whiskers, this thing. We just don't need this. You'd like to think that the government and Border Force will have just run their eye across their procedures and will handle things a little bit differently.
I think I know what Kelly Slater should do, though. If I've got one small piece of advice, is just apply for an exemption. I think that works. No?
Get a jab.
Of course, get a
or
jab.
Or just stay away.
Or stay away.
We don't
the other.
Need it.
No, I'm only joking, but perhaps it's too soon. Hey, just on Novak, the podcast You Can't Be Serious has been in the news a couple of times down the years. Sam Newman and Don Scott now. Well, it made news everywhere yesterday because the former mayor of Brighton, pretty powerful Melbourne figure, John Locko, made some explosive claims about Tennis Australia's involvement with the whole debacle, Novak's visa debacle. John Locko said, and these are just allegations from John Locko, he said, based on a source from within Tennis Australia and documentation he had seen, that Tennis Australia had paid for Novak Djokovic's legal fees. And he went on to say that they filled out all his visa documentation as well as all the other players. I paid for his legal fees. They chartered and paid for a flight to bring Novak from Dubai to Melbourne. He even went on to say they planned for the flight to arrive early in the morning with minimal border staff, he said on the podcast. He said they paid for a house in Malvern for Djokovic's planned stay, which he didn't use. And as I say, paid for all legal fees regarding his visa woes. And Tennis Australia have so far declined to comment on John Locko's claims. He said, John Locko with the Herald Sun, that his source was credible and 100% legitimate. And he said his only motivation for speaking out was the appropriate questions be put to Tennis Australia. So
there you go.
I was told last night that he actually tried to give the story to a Channel 9 journalist that he knows, but with that journo conflicted given the fact that Channel 9 have the rights to the tennis, reached out to Sam Newman, and therefore the allegations then made on the podcast. Jeez. Unbelievable.
She could have come on out of the field. We would have run that story for him.
Jeez, that's gone gangbusters, that one. So anyway, we've tried to get comment from Tennis Australia, but nothing happening at this
stage.
Not
interested in giving running commentary on that?
Nope.
Tennis Australia?
Sandra's text in. Brother-in-law shanked his tee shot, hit a tree, bounced at right angles about 20 metres into the hole, should have landed three holes over. Yeah, you can definitely
fluke. We need CCTV on golf holes from now on.
You can definitely fluke a hole in one. No doubt about that. Congratulations to Glenn Maxwell, 154 not out off the text. What a blast for the Melbourne Renegades next summer. Surely they should call Chris Lynn out of Brisbane Heat for next summer. Well, Chrissy Lynn hasn't had a great season in the Big Bash, to be honest.
Down on form.
Absolutely. Hey, we're talking about AFL captaincy a lot in our stint here on Summer Breakfast, and yeah. We might talk about it again today because Collingwood made the announcement yesterday, video uploaded to the club, that Scotty Pendlebury will continue for a ninth consecutive season at the age of 34 and the longest-serving captain in Collingwood history, JoJo.
Couldn't be far behind Joel Selwood. Question without notice. How he wouldn't be. Joel Selwood's on his way to breaking the record.
Yep.
Pendles couldn't be too far behind.
No, that's true. So he's led Collingwood out for 183 games.
Wow.
Five-time Copeland Trophy best and fairest winner there as well. So we'll delve into that a little bit later on. We get into a little bit of footy. We've got a stack program, though. A hamburger with a lot today. BP, latest from the Australian Open. Bryce McGain. What a scene it was in the BBL yesterday. Robert Dibier Domenico, a man going toe-to-toe with our man Josh Jenkins in here when it comes to rapid racing. A dual world champion aerial skier, the Aussie Laura Peel as well. She'll join us live from Quebec ahead of next month's Winter Olympics. So we'll continue our countdown to that. And a massive announcement at 8 o'clock. You don't want to miss this. This is talking about recruits. This is a huge recruit for SEN and the flow-on effect from that when it comes to the schedule for SEN Breakfast. You don't want to miss it.
Do not miss.